The Black Backer Part 7 by Diana the Valkyrie. Aisha. The Black Backers have attracted the notice of the patriarchy. I know this because they sent a man dressed in a Black Backer with the intention of signing up. So they found a short guy, got him to talk in a squeaky voice and to walk without stamping his feet. He lasted about 5 minutes. He wasn't even able to lift 100 kilograms, so we ripped off his backer and checked his genitals. Busted. Some of the sisters were all for punishing him severely and sending him on his way. A few wanted to kill him, but Sphere came up with a very clever idea. We can keep him and use him to feed misleading information back to his bosses. Never, he said, I won't betray my brothers. Then you're no use to us, said Sphere. Give him to Bosma, she'll play with him for a while and then kill him. Bosma lifted her face veil, showed her teeth in a chilling grin, and licked her lips. Then she pulled out her tiny, but very sharp, knife. What do you want me to do? Asked the terrified man. Give him to me, I said, I'll look after him, and if he resists, Bosma, you can have him. Bosma really hates men and enjoys hurting them, long term. He'd probably lose his sanity after a few weeks. But I'd take care of him, and he'd be great as a double agent. So I took him home. Rafid wanted to know who she was, and why she was in his home. Your home? I asked. Your home, he amended. And mind your own business, this is Black Backer business. Rafid shut up. He knew his place, and definitely didn't want a couple of Black Backers on his case. And for obvious reasons, he thought that the person in this particular Black Backer was a woman. What's your name? I asked my fearful captive. Abdullah, he replied. So now you're also my slave, I told him. And you will continue to wear your backer and pose as a woman. Abdullah swallowed and nodded. I interrogated him about his mission and how he was to report back to his superiors. As we talked, I held his hand, squeezing very gently by with the implied threat that I could crush it like a toothpaste tube. And I reminded him about Bosma and her tiny, but very sharp, knife. So he told me everything, and he was too terror-stricken to make up any lies.